Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a lawyer coming on in 15 minutes, one of the ones recommended by some of the parent rights and homeschool defense groups, because they really harass homeschoolers. They've even had to pass a lot of state laws. Texas has had to pass state laws decrying CPS and the whole system, because it came out that the entire youth commission operation was at every facility raping the children. That's the Texas Youth Commission, and I have the new laws here written to counter that. I mean, this is getting serious, folks. I mean, this is this, and you heard the CPS worker earlier, you know, admitting that there's all these criminals involved in it. Okay, so we're talking to Joe and Janet. We're talking about Haley, your daughter. I mean, I wanted the truth. Plus, spanking's not illegal. But I know when I look at a bruise and it's that big on her thigh, that wasn't even it. And I know she was telling the truth, because I've got a good BS detector. I do this, that you didn't do that to her. It doesn't matter. The point is, you don't strip search her. You don't not follow due process. You go get a warrant. You go get an indictment. You know, but the family courts don't think that they have to do that. We're going to give their phone numbers out coming up in the next segment. Other points you guys want to add?
Go ahead, sweetie. Anything else?
I don't know. I feel really bad for me and Haley, just because we're going to go into school and I'm going to be recognized as that lady who beat her child or whatever they think. And
yeah, you called this morning to say you were taking her to the doctor, and they were, I'm like, suddenly, you know, usually you call to say your kid's going to be sick. She said she's been sick 3 times this year. And they're like, okay, fine. This was 20 questions. They were like, oh, hi, Janet. You're going to take her to the doctor if she's sick, right? You're not abusing her. So they're just like, they're all little secret police minions now.
Yeah, I don't know if that's their protocol, but
No, it's not. They're secret police.
So I just feel really bad. And we drive her across town thinking that she was going to a better school. She's on a student transfer. Just
AV student.
Yeah.
Well, Buda's only, what, about 8% Hispanic? And I don't know if this is a race card issue, but that needs to be investigated. You're saying mostly, I mean, there's always that subconscious thing of, and we've seen this with the eugenics, how these family courts were set up. They first mainly grabbed Native Americans and blacks, and then they moved on to everybody else by the 60s and 70s and 80s. But the family courts were set up to carry out racial hygiene. So they were set up inherently to attack non-whites.
Right.
Correct. It's just like when I went down for her field trip. It's very uncomfortable. Like if I was being a criminal, just being there at that school district. And it's very uncomfortable.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel really bad. It's been emotional. Haley wrote me an apology letter. Now she feels like she did wrong. I don't.
But it's not her fault.
Yeah.
They told her at least twice, you're going to be in trouble. She kept saying, no, that my grandma. They'd say, tell me the truth. Your mother did that, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother spanks you. And she went, yeah, I guess before I've been spanked.
And when I asked the CPS officer, I was like, so you saw bruises on my daughter? She said, yes. I go, that means you must have took her pants down, because I know what Haley wears to school.
Yeah, you get a call first before you've been told by your daughter, because they told your daughter not to tell you. And psychology studies show people rape kids and they won't tell their parents because they get scared. They're embarrassed.
Yeah, so when I confronted her with that about her pulling my daughter's pants out, she said that Haley did it willingly.
Here's an example. When I was 3, I had a babysitter try to sexually assault me, a neighbor kid, you know, like a teenager they had keep me. I never told my parents about it. I'm talking about it for the first time here. But I said no and refused. I was a pretty tough little kid. You know, I didn't want to put that in my mouth.
So my 8-year-old willingly took her pants off. I was like, no, I just think it was all wrong. And I'm really upset that I wasn't notified Monday or Tuesday by the school, at least, you know, oh, we're a little concerned. Something would have helped, not for me to get blindsided, slapped in the face.
Well, they're not your friends, and they operate outside the law. They are a eugenics organization, and most of this trash doesn't even know what they're part of. They're either control freaks, or they're pedophiles, or they're bounty hunters. That's it. 50%+ leave. They get there, they're like the lady that called earlier, and they go, we can handle the small percentage of real child endangerment and abuse with the police Stay with us. The lawyer's coming up. We'll talk more and take
a call. In the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, I got the gun-grabbing news, the attacks on free speech news, everything. But this attack on the family, as the federal government has said over and over again, they're going to use the school to take over the family and take over society. Recommended by the National Child Abuse Defense Resource Center, supposedly one of the best lawyers and family stuff in Texas. We got about 10 others now lined up, too. Will be joining us, Butch Brott from Houston, coming up a little bit later. And then I'm going to shift gears later in the hour and get into all the financial news and police state news that is taking place out there. But I'm going to give the phone numbers out here in just a few minutes to the city council and the mayor in Buda, a little town just south of Austin. It's not so little anymore. It's exploding in size. And we're going to give you the number to the school, and we're going to give you the number to the county, and we're going to give you the number to the police department. In fact, give me the Buda Police Department number. I'm going to give these loathsome people. It was Buda Police Department in there, or was it Hays County?
Most likely Hays County.
Again, they won't give you any info at the school or the CPS. They just say, we're coming to your house.
I asked CPS, and they're like, well, all that information is confidential.
Yeah, that's all confidential. It's your kid, and we secretly strip-searched him, and we're doing all of this, but we're not going to tell you anything. Just trust us. meet us at your house. No, I'll meet you at a gas station. You pull in, and there she is with the unmarked cop waiting in the parking lot for you. I mean, just outrageous people. But, you know, she was laughing at you and stuff yesterday and real arrogant. She's not so arrogant now, is she?
That's right. I asked her for a phone number. She, like, kind of chuckled and gave me a number that's been going to voicemail. She's calling me private. So I haven't really spoken to her.
Her name's Nicole Pulver, P-U-L-V-E-R. And we've got those numbers there. We needed the lawyers to be able to call them later. So I don't even know if I should give out the CPS numbers. Literally, it'll shut them down. These are important calls. I need every listener. This affects everybody out there, not just us here in Austin, Texas. This is a case point example. I mean, think about what we've been trained to put up with. They strip, they take every kid in, guilty until proven innocent, do a big dragnet. This is worse than, you know, tapping people's phones, you know, just fishing expedition. It's totally illegal. They drag them in. They question them. They do this all over the country. They got quotas of kids they want to get. There's a bruise on her leg they can see. So they use that and say, your mom did that, didn't you? Well, no. Well, does your mom ever spank you? Well, I guess sometimes or once in a while. You know, this is, and again, spanking isn't illegal. Back when I was in high school, in junior high, I was getting pops every month. I'd get in a fight. I'd smart out to the teacher. I'd take, and the principal would, you know, put bruises on me. And you know what? That got my attention. But see, the police taser you when you don't do something, as I know people are out of control, or society does all this. But no, parents can't, even though it's not a law. It's like they'll take your kids for not vaccinating. There's no law. I mean, any other comments? What's it been like for you, Joe? Because, you know, with your you know, former wife and your kids, and I've talked to Mike Nelson here and everybody in the office who has kids, I guess being in public school, this is just normal. Even when your 15-year-olds now have bruises from football, they try to take them.
Oh yeah, it's even in Del Valle, they do the same thing down there. I get calls that my son Joe has a bruise on his arm. It's all horse playing. They want to know if we wrestle, we do this. Well, you know, we're guys. We're going to be playing around. It's very stressful to have to put up with people like this already.
Yeah. And control freaks, secret agents.
Yes, and we needed somebody or the governor. Or, I mean, they're not doing nothing for us. Ourselves as citizens, we have to do something.
Slavery is a lucrative business, and slavery's still around today. They catch you smoking pot, you're a slave. They catch a bruise on your kid, they're a slave. I mean, it's all about money, but they are passing laws. Federal appeals court with the authority over Texas handed down a decision in case that will refer to the Gates case. The decision is binding on Texas because it involves federal constitutional rights, supersedes anything the contrary to Texas law, the DFPH policy practices. And this is when, with one complaint, they go and grab whole families and just they never see them again. And then they've had to pass state laws explaining to CPS in Texas and nationwide, it's not illegal to homeschool. You know why most of the groups fighting CPS are homeschoolers? Because they take your kids. It's, you know, they don't care. Just amazing. Anything else you guys need to add?
No.
Stay here. I want to bring up one of the lawyers that came highly recommended. We've talked to 10 today so far, and they're in there calling more. I know a lot of organizations out there. The National Child Abuse Defense Resource Center recommended in Texas Butch Brott as the best, and I think we're going to go with him, give him that $2,000 retainer. I'm going to pay for that. And then today we've got to figure out how you can do a phone bridge or if we should talk to the CPS. But they're saying they'll talk to you because I've called them today, or they'll talk to your lawyer.
Yeah.
My dad, who's a physician, recommended, as the other lawyer filings do, to go to a physician to show she's not hurt, or they'll try to go get an order claiming she's hurt from a tiny bruise on her leg from a table. And you went to the doctor, and they said, she's not hurt. I'll give you the receipt, but I'll only give CPS a report saying she's fine. That's your medical record. So we'll have to get the lawyer to call them and say, release it to me. But tell us about the doctor's visit, and then in 1 minute we're going to go to Mr. Brott.
Okay, I went and got the health check, well checked. She said everything was fine. Haley said where she got the bruise from. Everything was consistent with the stories. So as I was getting ready to leave, I asked if I could have a report of everything documented, and she said no. If anybody needed it, they would have to request for it.
So you as a parent, again, we have no rights. The whole system is like this. We're trash. We're scum. We're filth. We're nobody. We just pay the money. We just produce the kids for them to snatch them. We just pay the taxes for the war machine. We, you know, we're just here to be slaves. She's supposed to give you the well check slip, the thing she filled out. So we'll have the lawyer call them. Let's go ahead and go to the attorney, Butch Brott. Butch, thanks for coming on such short notice, sir.
It's my pleasure, Alex.
I know you've seen this a million times. Did my producer recount the story to you, or do you want us to recount that for you so you can give us your take on it?
Rob and Janet gave me what happened, so I'm familiar with the facts.
Okay, give us your take on this because you come highly recommended.
It's kind of like, where do you start? From the standpoint of everybody has to understand that the state of Texas and all of the other states have made a pact with the devil when they subscribed to the federal money back in the 70s under the Mondale Act. And that deal was, we'll give you federal money for CPS as long as you provide these people immunity. And it's gone downhill ever since. They have absolute immunity, virtually absolute immunity, if they say there's abuse. The doctors have immunity if they report abuse. They don't have immunity if they say they don't report abuse.
So everything's geared for the tattletale society, and so now when I'm at the hospital having a baby, they ask ask my wife if I'm abusing her and put it in a database with the health department. I mean, this is the total Stasi society.
That's a very apt way of describing it. Nothing proves that nothing happened, but nothing proves that something happened. It's that backwards.
Now, what if it's official oppression? What if they operate outside their office? I mean, they did strip search her.
That has to do with the police and whether that is proper protocol or not. I have a real serious problem with a male police officer strip searching a female child or any female.
Well, regardless, if they wanted to strip search an adult, they'd have to get a warrant. I mean, I know they set up these eugenics courts in the 20s and the Mondale Act and then Clinton in 97. I know we've gone down this road of these fake courts, but this is just amazing. And then telling her over and over again, tell the truth, no, your mother did this, that's despicable.
Well, it's beyond despicable. The book Jeopardy in the Courtroom by Maggie Bruck and Stephen Cece shows how easy it is to corrupt a child's recollection. A child is going to respond to an authority figure and give them what answer they expect. It takes a very strong child to stand up and say no, especially when they come in wearing a uniform and a badge. You know, God bless her daughter for saying no. Nothing happened. But no, that is improper interrogation. It should not happen. I have already advised Janet to make a laminated card for her children to carry around saying, I do not want to talk or say anything without my parent being here or my lawyer being here. Put her name and phone number on it. And if necessary, put it on a lanyard so the child can wear it around her neck. That to me is abhorrent.
Well, just to finish up, in case they didn't relay this to you, they told her twice, maybe three times, we're not sure, no, your mother did that bruise, until she said, okay, I guess she did. But it's on record that they told her to say it. Expanding on that, Monday they see the bruise because it's pajama day wearing shorts at the school. Tuesday, they told her, don't tell your mother. Tuesday, they call her, tell her, we want to go to your house while her kid's at school. I tell her, this may not be a good idea. They want to get in your house and look for stuff. We need to talk to a lawyer first. So she said, okay, let me meet her at a gas station. I told her, is she with a cop? They drive through. There's an unmarked cop car with a cop, with a woman. She leaves, says, are you there? Yeah, we're here. So it looks like they may be to the point of grabbing her daughter or something. What does this sound like to you, Mr. Brott?
Well, please, it's Butch. But secondly, force them to make the mistake. Make them commit to something that's illegal. They show up at your door and they want in. Where's your search warrant? They show up at your door and they want your child. Where's your search warrant? Force them to make the mistake. If you haven't done anything wrong, insist upon that search warrant.
Yeah, because they'll trick their way in like a vampire. Let me in. It'll be odd if you just let me in.
Absolutely. And a small consent becomes a global consent. And then it's a swearing match. Who said what?
So I gave them the right advice not to go meet them?
Absolutely. I never advise my clients to meet with them.
All right, stay there, Mr. Barat, Butch Barat, attorney at law, joining us from Houston. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $931.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for at $958.49, $479.25 for a half ounce, or $239.62 for the quarter ounce. That's $958.49, $479.25, or $239.62.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big
Butch John. Barat, on top of this, her fiancé has several other children with his ex-wife who live nearby. And when they were calling Janet yesterday, she was saying, and I want those other children. I want to know where they live. So I guess they were wanting to kind of, you know, meet their quota with children that don't even live in the same house. Your comments on that, sir, and where should this go? I mean, does she put her daughter back in the government training center so they grab her? Why were they taking photos? Are the police planning to arrest Janet? I mean, I guess later the CPS worker said she would talk to you. Certainly, you know, you've advised Janet not to meet with them. I mean, what's the course of action here?
Well, I am shocked that you would say they have a quota. They don't. They can destroy as many families as they can get a hold of.
So it's worse than that, yeah.
Yeah. And obviously part of their system, even though they deny it, is how many cases they open and close. It is hard to believe in the United States of America that as far as men, we are all perverts. We just haven't all been caught. As far as families, they're all abuse factories. They all haven't been exposed. I don't know how they expect us to have families or raise children or so forth, other than in state-run institutions.
Well, no, sir. Have you seen the I mean, we've posted these, the textbooks that they give all the CPS workers in college. It says, quote, the family is a disease.
I have not seen the textbook. I am aware of this mindset that they are of the firm opinion that the state of Texas or whichever state you happen to be in is better suited to raise your child, your children, and teach them morals and values than you are. And that to me is abhorrent. It is so twisted as to beggar, you know, comprehension. I don't know how you get there. As far as what is the next step, they're going to snoop around trying to find something. Again, their mindset is just because nothing happened, that there's no evidence, doesn't mean something didn't happen. There are doctors who testify in these cases who say because there's no physical evidence, a percentage of cases there can be rape without any physical evidence. Beyond me to understand, I have actually heard a doctor give a presentation that the hymen grows back and that supposedly this doctor had photographic proof of this. Has never been published, but that's their mindset.
Yeah, everything is, so the deck is stacked. And how do they get the nurses and doctors? I guess if they're forced to do it, they get to where they like it. I mean, to go have a baby now is like entering a Nazi interrogation chamber. I mean, everything is interrogation. Everything is tattletales. Everything is, I have news articles where they're training seven-year-olds to spy on their parents. I mean, it's just, it's hellish. It's East Germany.
Absolutely. How do you train the doctors this way? It's very easy. You give them absolute immunity if they report abuse. You give them no immunity and civil liability if they don't. That's a no-brainer.
What about how now they ask everybody, do you own a gun? Do you have children? You'll go in to have your broken finger fixed, and they have their little secret police asking you, do you have guns in your house? And then not telling you, by the way, we're filing this with a criminal agency. I mean, it's just incredible.
The answer to that one is it's none of your business. There is no illegal activity going on in my house, period, end of story.
Why don't you ask the doctor, hey, do you own any guns?
Well,
you know, do you visit hookers, doctor? You know, I mean, you know, and he'd be like, how dare you? Get out of here. But it's normal for him to do it.
Well, because they're trained this way, unfortunately. And, yes, do they see actual abuse? You bet. Several years ago at Thanksgiving, my wife happened to trip on a long skirt, fell down, and broke her nose. I took her to the emergency room. I become the suspect. Excuse me, I've got 25 witnesses at home. Go talk to them. Take care of my wife.
Well, I was about to say, sir, I've seen the cases where people I know, I mean, well-to-do families come to my door, neighbors, you know, middle class, and say, you know, I know your show's about this stuff. You know, my daughter in front of witnesses at the playground broke her finger, and they're trying to take her, and they don't even want to see my witnesses. No, they want your kid.
That's right.
They got a jet to fly her to Saudi Arabia. She's 10 years old. She's got blonde hair. It's over.
And surprisingly, the number of kids who get snatched that fit that description.
All right, sir, stay there. I want to hear in just 5 more minutes on the other side, then we're going to have Kim Hart, Executive Director, National Child Abuse Defense and Resource Center, who recommended you, is going to come up about 5 minutes after that. And I'll give the phone numbers out to to the Buda School District, the Buda Police Department, the Hays County Sheriff Department, and the City Council. I want you to call these people and let them know we're fully aware of their sickening activities.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Serene Cases, Asciox-T, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you next? Mainstream News admits they're creating youth brigades. New York Times says kids are tattling on their parents for taking a bath. It's not illegal, but they say it's bad for the carbon footprint. They're creating youth brigades. They've got seven-year-olds spying on people. This is in the news. This is the government taking over society. They grab masses of kids, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands every year. When they end up killing them in their custody, five times more likely to abuse them than any other group, nothing happens. You better care about this, folks, and become informed. Now, two final questions for you, sir, and then I'll get off air and let you start advising Janet and Joe what they should do with Haley here. But it does seem the worm is turning. You know, the Texas Youth Commission and all the mass rapings they were doing, the government, and all over the country, it seems despite all the CPS industry and the Child Protective Services propaganda and the federal propaganda, people know these are ghouls now. And that for every one good thing they do probably 100 bad, and they violate due process. I mean, is the worm starting to turn? Some good news here?
The worm is starting to turn because people like you, Alex, are focusing the spotlight on it. Unfortunately, too many people have the assumption that, gee, it can't happen to me, so why should I be concerned? Well, it's going to happen to you, directly or indirectly. It's going to happen to you and your kids, or you and your grandkids, or your children and their kids. It's going to affect you. and you need to know your rights. You don't talk to these people. I have a videotape of a CPS interview of a three-year-old boy from 1987, four times in a row. CPS caseworker asked this boy, did your daddy do these horrible things to you? And four times in a row, the child denies it. Caseworker on the videotape takes the child, sits her on her lap, rubs his crotch. He goes nuts, wets himself. She repeats the questions. He changes his answers. She asks him then, realizing he's wet himself, what you've just told me, is it the truth or a lie? He spins around, looks right at the camera and says it's a lie, and they went out and got an indictment, which ultimately was dismissed.
So, excuse me, you're saying on record, and I've seen the famous cases where they tell him, this is what he did to you, now show me, and the kid, and they do it real happy like with a clown, show me, this is how you did it, and they do it over and over again. You're saying they now do sexual abuse on the children on camera, and that's okay?
1987, on the videotape, they take this three-year-old boy after they ask him four times in a row.
They're pedophiles. How many of these guys are pedophiles? And I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your story, and I'm going to ask you.
Anyway, you know, how do you, one, interview that incorrectly? Of course, the way they do that now is they talk to them when they're not on the videotape and then bring them in and get them to repeat what they've just been told and say, oh, well, everything happened on the videotape. Horse hockey.
But wait a minute. Now the pedophiles on camera sexually abuse the children, and that's good? I mean, that's how crazy they're getting?
That was 1987. Lord knows what they're doing today.
How many of them are pedophiles? Because they're always getting busted and caught. We know the pedophiles get into this so they can have access to kids. And, of course, they let the foster parents abuse them. That's where the smart pedophiles become foster parents. What percentage?
I have no idea, Alex. I have no idea, but I know that the vast, vast majority of the ones that I have dealt with come from dysfunctional families. They are dysfunctional themselves. They have no idea what a normal relationship is with a child or with a wife or husband.
Well, I've been around them a lot. I fought them, and it's always the guys are like the Nelly effeminate. I call it, you know, the android pedophile model. You know what I'm talking about. You fought them. And then the women are the butch with the haircut all crazed. I mean, is that not what you've seen with these people?
By and large, if I had to say there's a stereotype, you pretty well pegged it.
Yeah, fat Nelly, homosexual, and a butch. And then they don't like heterosexual families with kids, and they're waging war. And I'm not bashing gay people, but stop trying to steal our kids in your demon guilds. I mean, I've said it. I've just laid it right out, counselor.
Well, you will not get any argument from me that they are dysfunctional on more levels than one. And go find the real criminals. Don't try to indoctrinate them by putting them into your custody.
But see, that's what these Nelly scumbags like. They love the drama of tearing families apart. They love the power. And I'm declaring war on them.
And no question they like the power. They get paid a relatively low salary, and they have the infinite ability to destroy people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're coming after
a power trip, that's it.
Yeah. And again, I've just fought them. I've seen it. I've never seen it where it's not those. I mean, it's what it is. It'll be a weird, chubby, Nelly guy with a demonic face, you know, smiling. I mean, here, let me try to make the face for the TV crowd. And then the woman is like some angry, you know, demon. I don't know how to explain it.
I have been dealing with cases involving CPS since 1982. And in that period of time, I can recall one caseworker that impressed me as coming from a functional family, having a normal psychological makeup. One.
Yeah, so they're either perverts or they're pirates. They're people that just want the money, and they get the bonuses for more kids. I want to go to bring Kim Hart up, and stay there if you can, Mr. Brott. I want to bring Kim Hart up, Executive Director, National Child Abuse Defense and Resource Center, that recommended you, falsealligation.org. What is your comments about this, ma'am?
Well, the problem that we have is social services. Oh, by the way, hello, Mr. Brott. The problem with social services is it was a nice experiment that's gone bad. You cannot give a bureaucracy complete and total control over families and children without accountability or the child abuse mechanism that follows behind it. This is not going to change until we remove the immunity that's been given to all of the people involved in the investigation and prosecution and accusations of child abuse by the state and federal legislatures. It's not going to change. The politicians know what's going on, but the lobby's just much stronger than we.
That's got to be one of the most evil things in the world, because this is a holocaust of families and lives and all the kids that get killed in their custody. And I guess they don't care. The politicians, just the lobbyists come in and they give them the money. And it's radically expanding, isn't it? That's one reason we see people fighting back now, is it's just they're everywhere. I mean, pretty
soon. The numbers are astronomical. You know, social services numbers, even as ill-defined as they are, demonstrated for the last many years that there's approximately 3 million, we're not sure if it's children or accusations because, like I said, it's ill-defined. But of those, the Social Services, Department of Health and Human Services, acknowledges that they cannot meet a 51% burden on two-thirds of those, which is 2 million, either children, accusations, we don't, like, again, don't know what the number means. But nobody really seems to care about the hell that those families are going through and the fear that it puts in the families.
But that's what this is about, ma'am.
And the power it gives the children once they understand what the power of an accusation is, because they're kids.
But that's why you tell your kids, you want to go live in a prison with big fat pedophiles, you go ahead and talk bad about us.
You can do that, but I mean, kids are indoctrinated in school now, you know, to tell everybody anything about anything they don't like, except don't tell your parents. It's only tell mandatory reporters.
Well, we got to get out. We got to get rid of the government training camps. I want to bring up Mr. Brott just briefly because let him go. He's a busy man. And then, Les, your opinion of this, Kim Hart, who's really, you know, heading a lot of this up and doing a great job. What should they do? I'm going to send you the retainer. We appreciate you working on the case. Are you going to call this this swamp thing? Or, I mean, are you going to call this creature here in Buda? And try to ferret out what they're doing, what their game plan is. They said they'll talk to the lawyer. They won't tell them anything because they're just slaves. Where all this is going? I mean, any ideas of how this should progress? Do they go back to their house and wait for them to send the SWAT team? Because they'll make up false allegations too. I mean, what do they do?
Well, first off, you go back and you let them make the mistake. That's my home. I'm not afraid to be in my home. I cannot stop the state of Texas from doing something illegal, force them to make the mistake. Yes, I will call CPS. I'll probably get the same answering machine that Janet's gotten, but I will call.
Now, I talked to her this morning. She said she talked to you. It was yes, sir, now that I made some phone calls yesterday, and they looked me up. So, I mean, I think they may want to move on. Like, they thought this was a gazelle, and they found that it was a tiger. They're going to move on to some other little poor family and corner them, and which is the pain to know this is just going to keep going on. But I think they're finding out this is kind of a porcupine they tried to eat instead of a nice little juicy gazelle.
Butch, does CPS want to do an interview? Is that what's up?
Yep.
Well, you are the lawyer, and I'm sure that I don't mean to step on any toes, but you know, if they're going to go back, wouldn't you potentially also suggest third-party witnesses upon arrival and tape recorders in plain view?
Well, obviously tape recorders, but the answer is there's not going to be an interview without me present. Clients aren't talking to them.
Correct. I'm not talking. Never mind. That's not what I was talking about. But if, in fact, when they first just show up at the door, tape recorder in hand, so that they are a little bit more accountable.
Oh, by the way, I even have a little digital camera that shoots video. I'll give you the big camera. I'm going to give you, loan you one of the small cameras that will shoot for like 30 minutes so you can just flip it on and it'll be on camera and record that way. You got to have that ready. And let them know. You know, I found in my experience, be calm but focused. Go, look, you guys are already in enough trouble violating our rights. We've got a lawyer. We've gone to the doctor report. You know, this is all made up. You know, you told her to lie. You know, you're going to probably be getting our tort letters soon. You need to back off or don't even come to the door. I mean, what would you do, sir? What would you do, Kim?
Well, first off, you go to the door, and the answer is, where's your search warrant? I'm not talking to you. Where's your search warrant?
And you say let them make the mistake. I've seen a lot of cases where they'll go ahead and, especially the Nellies, will go ahead and force their way in, kind of fall on their stomach. They'll kind of just worm in. How do you deal with that when they do that?
The neutral place where you can argue this is a courtroom if it comes to that. You're not going to win with one of these people at the door. If they want to make the mistake on camera, on tape, let them make the mistake. But the answer is, where's your search warrant? You don't have the right just because you're CPS intake.
And they'll keep banging on the screen saying, there may be abuse. Let me in. It'll be fine. Just let me in and it'll be all right. You're going to go to jail if you don't. You're going to go to jail. And you just say, you know that's a terroristic threat. You know that's a lie. I mean, what do you say then?
The answer is, you're not coming in without a search warrant. I don't care how long you pound. Make them go and commit to something. Let them go to the police and say there's abuse going on in there. What's the probable cause to believe that there's abuse happening in my home?
Yeah.
Make the mistake. It's like when you get pulled over on the side of the road by a cop. You're not going to win there. Let them write the ticket and go to the courtroom and argue it there, where hopefully cooler heads will prevail. But no good has ever come, in my experience, from talking to these idiots.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're going to put them on notice they've got counsel. I'm going to put their phone number out. I think that's important.
Absolutely.
And from a lot of the experts I've talked to over the years, and I like your aggressive stance. My thing is, if you got the time and money, and Joe's on vacation this week, just split. That way, go to the beach or something, or go to San Antonio, go to the zoo, and then they'll usually move on to some other child they want to kidnap. So they can do their horrible stuff.
The fact that school is not over, I assume school is not over up in Hays County. It's not over down here.
So you think in the next week they'd try to trump up something? She's only missed 3 days of school. Well, what happens when they put her back in school and the cops come in and surround her and they show her the letter and they just snatch it out of her hand and say, you're going to jail unless you said your mommy hurt you, which is what they did. And people have trouble believing this. This is what we've seen on countless interrogation videos.
I have no doubt. I'm aware of similar instances. That's why I said you make a laminated card size of a business card and have your child carry it. I don't want to say anything without my parent or lawyer being present.
What is this business about them telling her, you can't have your daughter at your house, take her to your mother's? Is that them just trying to take control of the situation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They don't have a right to do that. Now, they have the right to go to court and file a pleading and say there's an emergency and let somebody swear what the emergency is. Had one within the last couple of months in Galveston where the emergency was the parents refused to talk to CPS. Well, judge promptly said, no, that's not an emergency. And no, that's not grounds to remove the child.
The most destructive ones are when they tell one of the parents they have to divorce the other. That is one that's most distressing because most people are in no emotional state to deal with.
And it's all about splitting up families. It's all about, in their handbook, we're just going to say they're abusive. No judge, no jury, no nothing. You've just got a divorce. I mean, next what? You got to come to my house and cook me a barbecue. Next you got to knit me a placemat set. They're not God. Are you guys familiar with how the family courts got set up to carry out racial hygiene and eugenics in this country?
I am.
Well, great. Give us your insight on that, because I don't think people understand. These are the groups that would come and sterilize you forcibly. That's how they're outside the Constitution. This is a criminal, vestigial thing left over from the Hitlerian era that has just grown.
That's right. It's like the syphilis experiments. We're going to pick a class of people that we can use as guinea pigs. And it's been many, many years since I read the stuff on the eugenics and so forth, but the classic abuse to me are the black men who had syphilis and gonorrhea and who were not treated. We're going to see how the diseases progress.
And they told them they were getting treatment, and they let them spread it.
Yeah. But, now we do this in the context of specialized family courts. We have 4D courts because this is where, we now have abuse courts being set up.
Where the Constitution doesn't apply because there was no such thing as family court when the Constitution was written.
Meanwhile, everywhere, teachers now beat students, choke them, hit them, police taser 5-year-olds, and that's all okay. They all have immunity. trying to keep control of society. But then if a parent's kid is running out in the street and you spat them, boom, your kid's gone so that big fat pedophiles can, you know, have their way with them.
Well, it's even more than a parent spanking a kid. I mean, a parent can threaten to take away privileges, and if you get a hypervigilant social worker, you know, they believe these accusations, and never question the child. Question whether or not the child is actually saying something that actually happened to them.
Because they want to break up the family. Well, I mean,
or something that they're putting into the kid themselves.
Exactly. I forgot that. You're not allowed to yell at them now. But it's not a law. They just say we're going to take them.
Well, all of the countries or all of the states have something the equivalent of the child endangerment statute, which I call the maybe, might have, possibly, could have. You know, unwarranted disciplinary measures, if continued over an extended period of time, might cause damage. Something along that line. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay. Kim Hart, Butch Brott, I want to keep in contact with both of you. I want to have you probably back up both tomorrow. We can in part two of this, but I'm going to get Janet and Joe to call you right now. Thank you for coming on with us. When we come back, I'm going to give out the websites for falsealegation.org.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, folks, I got a bunch of financial news and your phone calls and a ton of news I haven't gotten to coming up in the next hour. And we're going to do a brief thing about CPS trying to steal people's kids when the kid's already dying and doesn't want any more chemo. And they say, no, we're taking it and giving chemo until they kill them. Just amazing. And this goes with them trying to force inoculations on everybody. But I wanted to bring up Rachel Wimbush, with Stuckel and Ferguson Law Firm. Also doing research, Kim Holly recommended. It's paulstuckel.com dealing with this type of activity. So I wanted to bring her up for a few minutes with what her advice is. We're getting different perspectives. Have you been filled in, Rachel, on this story? I'm sure you've heard it a million times.
Yes, and we deal with CPS and false allegations, parents being falsely accused of sexual abuse or physical abuse or neglect of their children, and we hear these sad stories every day, and it's a war against our families.
But you've got to feel good because you're doing good work. I don't know how these – well, I guess they have the highest turnover of any industry, 50-plus percent I've read. I mean, how do these people do this, break people's rights, lie, and then they're five times more likely to abuse children in CPS than anywhere else, according to Justice Department? Well, what would you advise them to do? Because they're not saying what they're – you know, they strip-searched your daughter, has a little bruise on her leg they saw with shorts. They strip-searched her to try to find more. There was nothing more. It was a little bruise the size of a – maybe in between a – quarter and a nickel, clearly from a table. You know, we've all had them. She told them that, and they said over and over again, no, your mommy did this. You're going to be in trouble if you don't do it, say. So she said, okay, my mommy did it. But she's on record saying, then they took photos, laptop, didn't tell her, and let her go to gymnastics at the end of school, called her and said, come to your house. In my experience, they wanted to come in the house and dig up some dirt or say it was neglect or there was dishes or something. I mean, what would you do about this? I mean, they won't say what they want. She drove by her place where she was going to meet him. There was the cop car with the CPS. What does this sound like?
It sounds like they already have it in their head, which all of them do, the law enforcement and CPS. They always believe the child, and if the child doesn't tell them what they want to hear, then they will threaten and intimidate the child. They see it as the children are victims of abuse, and they're set out to prove it, regardless of any type of evidence or indicia to the contrary.
Now, let's be clear, though. Most police aren't involved. Don't they, from what I've seen, you're the expert, have little special pet police that are part of the psychosis, kind of like the Nazis, that will go out and violate people?
They do, and actually, a lot of the advocacy centers where the CPS workers and the forensic interviewers are housed, there are detectives specially assigned to these child abuse cases, and so they work hand-in-hand with each other.
So they choose to be there because they like children so much. Okay, so where should they go from here, in your opinion?
Well, with the instance that you're talking about right now, it sounds to me like the family needs to have very strong and vigorous defense against CPS, because the child needs to be protected against the foster system. There's horrendous things that happen to these children when they're removed from a family and placed into oftentimes dangerous environments that are funded by the state. And the parents need to have legal representation to protect themselves against any criminal charges that may come forward, and also so they don't lose their family.
And then, of course, the system has an incentive to defend these horrible warrens where they keep children, where they routinely die. We're back in 70 seconds. Stay there. I want to do five more minutes with you to get more advice. I mean, CPS wants to meet. They want to come to the house. Should they go back and stay at their house, say no, bring a warrant, or bring a protective order? Should they wait? What should they do? Your perspective on this as an expert who's, you know, been involved in hundreds of these cases, attorney at law, Rachel Wimbush, with us, as they try to kidnap young Haley out of our office. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.